Chapter 15, A Wonderful Present. Tina is David and Nancy's neighbor. She is a little girl. Tina is 5 years old. She goes to kindergarten. Tina likes painting. She is an obedient girl. Christmas is coming and Tina is waiting for the presents. She wants an aquarium with goldfish.
Mom, I would like goldfish for Christmas, Tina says to her mom.
Pray to St. Nicholas. He always brings good children presents, her mom replies. Tina looks out the window. It is dark outside and it is snowing. Tina closes her eyes and starts dreaming about the aquarium with goldfish. A car goes past the house. It stops near the next house. David is driving. He lives in the next house. He parks the car, gets out of it, and goes home. Suddenly, he sees that a kitten is sitting in a tree and crying loudly.
Get down, kitty! Kitty, kitty!
David says, but the kitten does not move.
What shall I do?
David thinks.
I know how to make you get down, David says.
He opens the trunk and takes out a long rope. Then he ties the rope to a branch that the kitten is sitting on. The other end of the rope he ties to the car. David gets in the car, starts the engine, and drives a little way off. The branch bends and bows lower. David comes up to the branch and tries to reach the kitten. He almost reaches it. David pulls the rope slightly with his hand, and the branch bows even lower. David stands on tiptoe and holds out his hand. But at this moment, the rope rips apart, and the kitten flies off to another side.
Uh-oh!
David cries. The kitten flies to the next house, where Tina lives. David runs after the kitten. At this time, Tina is sitting with her mom at the table. The mom is reading the Bible, and Tina is listening attentively. Suddenly, the kitten flies in through the window. Tina shouts in surprise.
Look, Mom! St. Nicholas is giving me a kitten!
Tina cries joyfully. She takes the kitten in her hand and pets it gently. The doorbell rings. The mom opens the door. David is at the door.
Good evening. Is the kitten at your place?
David asks Tina's mom.
Yes, it is here,
Tina replies. The kitten is sitting in her arms and purring. David sees that the girl is very glad.
Very well.
It has found its home then. David smiles and goes back home.